this week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Can I do a knowledge local?
Knowledge Herseer?
On the Herseer.
Sure.
That's what I'd like to do.
Wait, let me ask you. Did you invest a point in knowledge Herseer?
The heroes battle a warrior of incredible power.
You ready for this, Joe?
Oh, Jesus.
You're not ready.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't think I've ever uttered this much damage aloud on this show.
Who will challenge their every expectation.
I am sick and tired of your improved tactics. It makes me sick to my stomach.
But all is not as it seems.
Ooh, that changes what the Herseer was going to do.
And a baffling turn of events.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
You're missing something.
We'll leave the heroes scrambling for answers.
I think I know what's going on.
What's going on?
I think I know.
Would you like to share with
the group? Don't get too excited, Joe.
I think I got it.
Don't get too excited.
The adventure continues.
We learn nothing.
That's true.
Can I just point
out? Skin, I will agree with you on that.
The bottle cap.
Oh, okay.
Bottle cap.
Right now.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 173 of the Glass Cannon Podcast. I'm Skid Maher. I'm one of the guys on the Glass Cannon Podcast. And I tell you what, I hope everybody out there has been enjoying our Doomsday Dawn Pathfinder playtest streams on twitch.tv that we've been doing on alternate Fridays. We're having a blast. Seems like the people in the chat are having a good time, too. If you haven't gotten caught up there, all the old episodes are on our YouTube channel. And join us live, because people are having a really good time, seems like. And I personally cannot wait to create my new weird character for our Strange Eons AP playthrough that will be kicking off starting at the all-new Glass Cannon Live in LA October 7th. That's going to be so fun. I'm a little spooked because it's going to be scary. But there are a few tickets left. So if you want to come to that, I think it's going to be really fun. Head to our website for more info. And you know what? I don't want to waste any more time. Let's just get right into episode 173.
Gotta say, I am excited about this episode. I'm excited.
You're alone.
Alone on that ivory throne.
Gotta say, you're alone.
I don't know. I'm just excited. I haven't really done much with these Frosties against you and your fire spells. And you're high ACs, but I feel like putting four fire giants, one of them is a real badass.
Are we playing?
It's a 4-on-4 fight. I feel like it's a fair fight, finally.
Are we playing Pathfinder or Call of Duty with all these Frosties out there? Stay Frosty, there's Frosty.
Stay Frosty, Frosty.
Here's what I can't understand.
Go ahead.
How these Frost giants on the other side of the room can see us, because they don't have dark vision.
They can't, but they can hear you.
Well, yeah,
and they can
firing
see
guns.
Four bears. They can see four bears because he's in complete light.
He's standing like in the middle of four different lights.
You're gonna have to find a new shaman after this,
which is very interesting. What about the
four lights?
What about the frost giant that sundered the gun into complete darkness?
He was.
Enough.
I should have rolled. Percentile.
Why don't you roll that percentile right now, buddy?
See if it works. Hold on a second before you roll it.
Okay.
It is 50%, right? Because it's dark.
No, but I'm right up next to him. I'm within my range.
Doesn't matter.
Still dark.
Still dark. If it's completely dark, it's not dim light. Dim light is 20%.
Thank you, Joe.
Darkness is a 50-50 chance you get that gun back, my friend.
Okay.
Oh,
Joey, Joe.
That's fair.
Come on.
Are we friends? Are you going to roll it in front of the table?
We're friends. All right. 75, Francie. I would never.
We had a shot back there.
We
did.
I even had a bottle cap.
It was 76.
It was 76. He's a moron.
We had
a 50-50 chance.
Sixes look like fives to me.
I'm sorry. I have a cold. so you see sixes as fives? It's like,
very cold.
Oh, man.
Well.
Sorry.
Good try. I don't know if anybody mentioned that on the boards.
But they did.
I wonder how much they liked the flashback, because I loved it.
I loved it too.
I loved it. That was when Skid sent that to me. I was like, man, we needed this. We needed to see into this guy's mind. And I think we're just scratching the surface. Like with Four Bears a couple weeks ago. Talk about a cliffhanger. What happened with that bear? So I like that we're getting a chance to really get into Pembroke's mind as well.
I'm excited because I know what I intend the secret to be. I have this whole thing that I'm obviously not going to share, but I'm excited. I was excited because I had a hard time coming up with something for Pembroke because I wanted him to be kind of like outside the whole like world, this like intertwined world of this quest, some outside force that comes in. But I think like through all this, I figured out a way to kind of maintain that kind of that idea with while still, you know, giving you a glimpse into his past.
And I have the luxury of being able to talk to Skid off air about this stuff. And it's very, very exciting. This is a character that's been with us for 73 episodes.
That is crazy.
And first flashback.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. And now, like, that I have that, now that I came up with that, and I was stressed out about it because it was hard for me to, like, come up with.
But, sure.
Now that I have that, like, that opened up all this other stuff for me about, like, who he is. So I'm very pleased. Thank you for making me do it.
Well, I'm glad. Job well done. Listen, there's a lot going on. I'm not going to do too much banter up top. Let's just jump right in.
Oh, God.
Two more Frost Giants come running in because you guys are loud. And it is round two. It's going to be Baron's turn. Baron, I'm assuming up close and deadly. Long shot with your gun.
So because he had to move out of difficult terrain and is 5 feet away right now, I'm going to assume that a 5 foot step back will move Baron out of the range of the giant.
He's 10 feet away, and you move from threatened to unthreatened.
Yep. So I'm out of
step,
attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Free action with quick draw. Draw Umlo from his holster.
Oh, ums.
Dragon Bane.
Dragon
Pistol.
Have you ever fired this in combat?
I have. Two episodes ago.
I don't know. I don't listen to these.
Here we go.
I don't have time for podcasts.
I won't be able to do three shots with my old gun because I don't have rapid reload for this.
Okay.
But the alchemical cartridges will allow me to do two shots.
I don't need your life story.
Do you get the flame arrow bonus?
Because I can load a normal bullet inside of it. Okay. I don't have to load things with scatter quality. So that should be a hit with a 20 against touch AC.
That'll be a hit.
You also have 50% mischance.
Oh, no, you're dark vision.
Sorry.
Yeah, dwarf.
Joe. Take it anyways.
So the flame arrow just adds 1d6?
Yes.
Okay, so there we go. I didn't say up close and deadly in this one, so I won't take it. We're talking about 6 plus 13, 19 points of regular damage, 3 points of fire.
19 regular, 3 fire. Okay.
Second attack, up close and dead lows.
Okay.
That's also a hit. And I do.
Ooh.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
To start it off, 18 points of regular damage, 6 points of fire damage, and the precision damage.
Baby.
We're talking about 8 points of precision.
Ooh, wow. Holy crap!
What a round!
Good round.
That's with your off pistol.
That is with my off pistol.
That's your off pistol. Now remember, that one doesn't have long shot on it.
Oh, yeah, I have long shot on everything. Long shot affects the whole character. It doesn't affect a weapon.
Really? I'll let you look that up, because Joe just gave me the old, you sure about that, Grant? Sounded pretty confident.
Granting a 10-foot bonus to the range increment of any weapon used by the subject, you piece
of shit. Damn it!
Ooh,
God!
Burn!
You just got granted.
I just got granted the truth.
The capital T truth.
All right, Grant. I'll give you that round.
You just got burgered.
Nice round, Grant.
God. A solid
round. Character is phenomenal.
Phenoms,
bro.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead with the Herseer.
The Herseer
is going to take a 5 foot step away from, what is your name? Your character's name? Four Bears?
Oh, Four Bears.
He will draw his glaive.
Oh,
Jesus.
And that's a move action, right?
You can do it as part of a move action.
Is a 5 foot step considered a move action that I can take that free draw from?
We have ruled against that in the past.
We have.
Oh,
interesting.
Because a move, a 5 foot step is its own thing.
But isn't it considered a move action? Or no, you're still allowed your move action if you take a 5 foot.
It's considered a free action.
It's a free action. So I cannot draw. So I can only draw as a move action. So 5 foot step.
Who is this doing it, by the way?
The Herseer.
Well, you can't step out of difficult terrain to begin with. He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't take a 5 foot.
You big dum-dum.
That's true. All right, so I'm going to have
to... But you can step 5 feet and draw as part of that move action.
Yes.
But that's... attack... But
it would be a move action.
So I will step... I will move out of that, and that... I guess that'll probably provoke.
It will.
Four bears. Yep. Yeah.
Provoke from four bears.
Come on, buddy.
And hey. He... that's a 30 to hit.
That's going to hit.
10 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
With the mace.
Nice.
With Nahadil.
Nahadil.
Nahadil. Nahadil. All right. 10 points of damage. Not two shabs. I now have my sweet glaive. And I'm going to do some damage.
Yep. Yep. You definitely are. This is so bad.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
To power attack or not to power attack. Oh, I think I'll throw it. Oh, my God. I've never seen numbers this large.
You can't use a bottle cap.
All right, here we go. Rolling to hit. That is going to be a 35 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
You ready for this, Joe?
Oh, Jesus.
You're not ready. Oh, my Lord. I don't think I've ever uttered this much damage aloud on this show. That's not true, I have. 45 points of damage.
You've done way worse.
Yeah. Look at Joe's face.
None of that's like bad.
That was one attack.
He's such a salesman.
Because all I got was one attack.
Yep.
Spoiler alert. He's got more.
Oh, boy.
It is Feyraza's turn.
Okay, Feyraza is going to fly or loop around and fly down.
How convenient.
And she's going to, as she... In the split second between this action and the next one, she's going to touch four bears and cast a little spell called Stone Skin on him.
Called Dry Diaper.
Uh-huh.
Stone Skin.
So you get DR10 adamantine.
Whoa!
Well, that's awesome.
Stone Skin.
I thought it was just an AC bonus. I didn't know you got DR.
Yeah.
DR. That's awesome. That's great.
You do get a will save negates, by the way.
Roll it.
No. I want to do this fair and square.
I'll use a bottle cap.
DR10 adamantine.
Wow.
So it expires after 100 minutes or after it's prevented 100 hit points damage.
So he turns into the thing for like a couple hours almost.
So you turn into a rock monster. It has DR10 and it gets an AC boost.
No AC boost.
No AC boost.
Okay, but wait, did you say it? What else did you say?
I say it either lasts 100 minutes or until it's prevented 100 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So one round.
Right. Because it's only 10 each attack.
Right, 10 attacks.
I'll let you police that. Very cool move. Well, it is Four Bears' turn. Four Bears, I'm going to throw this out there. It's a very important turn for you.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about it for a while. And there are so many things that I could do. And it's just...
Had a week.
It's so bad because I didn't know, but I didn't know until right now that he just routinely hits AC 35, which is... that throws everything out of whack. Like, there's no... it's just brutal. It's absolutely brutal. So I'm just not sure... Just not sure exactly what to do.
It's a nasty situation.
It is.
Appeal to his sense of mercy.
Nasty situation.
Appeal to his sense of fairness.
Tell him we mean him no harm as five gunshots go off across the room.
Wait, Herseer Greganor from Valley High? Four bears.
I'm from North Kilt Town.
Man, this is just awful. I'm just going to withdraw. I can't see any action that would not result in two attacks from him next round. And the highest I can get my AC is not 35.
I'm going to throw this out there. He does have a reach weapon. So I'm pretty sure the withdrawal will still provoke once. Tell me I'm wrong, and I'll hear you out.
He can take a five-foot step and then take a move out.
If he has a reach weapon.
No, you can't do that and a move.
That's right.
If he has a reach weapon, then he couldn't have attacked me in this attack then. He can only attack 10 and 15 feet away.
So I needed to move one more square, basically, which I could have done. Which now gives you a safe distance to run away.
Right.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm glad we cleared that up.
So
you've been stone skinned.
Yes, I've been stone skinned, but I mean, I have 44 hit points left.
Hey,
so
listen,
I gotta
you don't
go.
Have to tell me, bro.
Gotta
it's your
go.
Character.
So I'm just going to get out of here and flee into the darkness.
Flee into the darkness.
They can't see you if it's dark.
Do you have dark vision?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to flee alone in the darkness
Boom.
And weep.
Ow, move, ow, the safest, ow. Safest place is the darkness here, I find.
Yes.
Okay. Very.
So I'm just going to try to buy around here and then, you know, do something else. But any situation there was absolutely gruesome.
Yeah, no. I'm not gonna question your tactics, but it does change everyone else's tactics. Pembroke the Potent, formerly the Potent, you're up.
Pembroke, while kind of crouched behind this giant table, begins casting Summon Monster 5.
Oh my!
Okay.
Whoa! Do you want to move at all?
I can't. This was pointed out by somebody. It's basically a full round action.
Ah.
So I can't move. I can't do anything else for that round.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
At all?
Nope.
And okay. And doesn't it take your standard action next round to finish the spell?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I've seen you pull out another gun there, Baron.
Yep.
Guess I'll take a 5-foot step and destroy that one as well.
Oh, no.
Natural one.
Yeah!
Suck it, dude!
I am sick and tired of your improved tactics. It makes me sick to my stomach.
They're disgusting.
Steps up
despicable.
With improved Sunder after dealing, 33 points of damage last week? 30-something.
It was awful.
Just went to take out the second gun. Natural one misses. And I don't get my second attack because I use that combat maneuver.
Fortune favors the bold.
Indeed. All right.
When in Rome.
Wear a toga. Wait, is that Greece? I don't know. Where am I?
You can lead a horse to water.
But you can't make it read Descartes.
Yes.
Oh,
pass that one.
You gotta get up pretty early in the morning.
Game master.
This is terrible.
We already saw fives and sixes earlier, so I don't think he can.
All right, the other two frost giants double move to get close. I mean, right now it looks like closer to Baron. They're they're creating a front to protect their Herseer. But Baron is looking down the barrel of three frost giants coming at him.
They can't see him.
And
they can't see him.
I'm the one looking down the barrel,
they can
actually.
Hear gunshots.
Sure. Semantics. They're coming after Baron. It is round three, and it's Baron's turn. Baron, what do you do, bud?
Baron is going to take another 5-foot step back, and as a move action, that is what my reload costs right now for this gun. So it's only one attack. We're assuming last round it was loaded because Baron always keeps his gun loaded.
Sure. Very safe.
I can't move anymore because we have the ruler out, but the ruler is gone. And then this is his attack. It is going
Misfire.
To not be up close
Misfire.
And deadly.
Misfire.
He only has one grit point left. Are you kidding me?
How did that happen?
One grit point
How
left.
Did you let that happen?
We're talking about a 12 on the dice. That's a hit. This is going to be...
Don't forget the fire.
Shum, shum, shum.
We're talking about 18 points of regular damage.
Okay.
Plus 3 points of fire damage.
Up close and deadly damage?
No, I did not use it. Did you not listen?
I thought you were saying you were...
Wow. I don't know.
I thought you were saying fortune favors the bold, and you were using it. That's what I heard.
No, that was like 30 minutes in between.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
He is still alive.
That's terrible. So if someone could help out with that, maybe that one...
It is the Herseer's turn.
Oh, can I do a knowledge local...
Knowledge Herseer?
On the Herseer.
Sure.
That's what I'd like to do.
Wait, let me ask you. Did you invest a point in knowledge Herseer?
Knowledge looks, bro. I don't know anything. Let's go.
Knowledge looks, bro. Go. Feyraza, are you going to come down into melee at all? I'm just trying to plan out the rest of my moves.
That wasn't my plan.
All right.
But I will admit, even though I probably shouldn't, that I am currently low to the ground.
Ah.
Because four bears ran away like a little cow.
Sure. Yeah, bring it. Great. Awesome. Couldn't wait for that comment. Really excited about that one.
They'll never be friends again.
Come to the coast.
Are you...
Lifts.
Let me ask you this. Are you within...
I'm just an owl.
15 feet of being hacked by
no.
a blade?
No.
You're not that far.
I was saying out of range.
I see.
But I'm not up in the air, is my point.
That's fair.
I mean, I'm aloft, but I'm aloft at
How tall is Forebears?
Are you a loft or an owl? Make up your fucking mind.
Make up your mind.
Forebears is like 6'7"? 6'6".
I'm about 6'6" off the ground.
Let me tell you something about the Hirsir. He's a wise man. Not unlike an owl. He has wisdom, and he knows that you were the one that rained down fire upon him.
Who?
And his guard.
Who?
So he is going to...
Ask him how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pot.
I can answer that question.
Oh, I'll ask you afterwards.
Okay.
I don't love having to do this, but I'm going to have to put away my glaive in order to throw this boulder. I really don't want to do it. Or I could drop the glaive, blah, blah, blah.
Why can't you just attack with the glaive?
He's not within range.
He's only 6 feet off the ground. Just move up to him.
Move up and swing at him.
Well, I just asked, are you within 15 feet? And the guy said no.
Yeah, you can move to within 15 feet.
I'm talking about flying within 15 feet.
Oh, yeah, he's six inches off the ground. That's what she said.
Oh, God, you're going to be
dead.
Going to kill you.
Yeah, permakilled.
Yeah, no, this is very bad.
So, let's see here.
Well, let's be honest, though. Is the throne difficult terrain with the
So I could take a 5-foot step and attack, do a full attack?
I believe you can.
Yeah, I believe you can.
Oh, no. I'm going to kill you.
No, yeah. you have to. I don't think you can. Because he's 6 feet off rule of Pythagoras. He's like.
He's a giant.
He's
fine.
He's a giant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a waste level.
Three attacks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is very bad.
With power attack on, because.
This is probably death.
This is bad.
Because
is
really why not?
Oh, God.
Oh, you know.
I tried to do one nice thing.
What is it? Episode 172 or 173 we're on right now?
I don't know. 173.
It's been 73 episodes since I had fun.
You having a good time now?
First attack, Feyraza. Ooh, that's low roll. You let me know. 31.
Just tell me the damage.
Oh, man, this is going to be...
He's rolling like Grant. He's so excited. It's out of the bowl.
Oh, pooper scooper. 41 points of damage on the first attack.
I mean, this could be permanent.
I don't understand why like you think this is enjoyable.
Second attack. Because I get to have a little fun.
And you get to win.
You get to find a way to beat him.
I mean, there's no way he's going to win.
Second attack. Oh, 19.
Miss.
Natural 2. Third attack.
Oh, boy.
No way this third attack hits.
Let me tell you what. A natural 20.
No way.
A natural 20.
Will kill me.
Is the end of Feyraza and the end of reincarnation for this group.
You also have to have a lower to hit now, right?
I do. Yeah, it keeps going down.
Yeah.
Okay. It is going to be a 20. 1.
Hit.
Oh no!
Natural vestments to that one.
Oh, no. Another really shitty roll here. 39 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
The Hirsir. Now, you know, this is a big dude.
I had full hit points.
If you can take him out, this might be the final domino that you need in this camp.
But pretty sure it is. But we certainly won't take him out today.
It's Feyraz's turn.
Okay, so how does this work? How does a full withdrawal work when you're flying?
You just withdraw.
Yeah.
Just withdraw.
Are you going to withdraw?
You withdraw with wings.
With wings!
Okay, I'll withdraw.
And then a Paul McCartney wing song.
You might want to withdraw.
You
might want to withdraw close to everyone else so we can.
Whoosh. What was it you're going to do, Grant?
Boosh.
Boosh. Boosh. Okay, Feyraza is going to come over here and land on the table.
Okay. I love this music.
But you can't see that.
Right, we're back in the darkness.
So miserable.
I can see, but you can't.
Feyraza, following in the footsteps of Forebears, full withdraws. It is now Forebears' turn. Forebears, you wishing you didn't join this group? Your thoughts?
No, not at all.
Through your head?
They've been amazing. Forebears is... He's scared. He thinks he's outmatched at the moment. So he's going to try to get himself ready to re-enter combat however possible. So he's going to sheathe his mace. And he is then going to cast Wall of Fire.
Ah, okay.
And separate the entire room.
Nice. That's
so it cuts
good.
The two frost giants and the Hirsir off from the one frost giant fighting Baron and the rest of us, who are all on the other side of the room.
Draw it on the map, because I...
Sure will.
I wasn't fully listening.
Sure will. Let's see. Got it? See it?
Yeah, there she is. So one of those guys is getting hit by that.
Yeah, well, they're both getting hit by it. So the guy who's in it is going to take 16 points of fire damage.
Woo! He's going to take 16, the guy that's in it?
Yeah, the okay. guy that's in it takes 16. The guy who Baron Ashpeak was fighting takes 4 points of fire damage.
Dead.
Whoa!
Nice!
You hear that? That was Troy's voice.
That's how close?
You just threw Troy's voice.
That was amazing.
That was pretty creepy.
It was 16.
Wow.
I just had to lose all respect for human
16
life.
16 and 4.
And then I got it. It was very easy. I just imagined a human being and took away respect for human life.
Empathy and reason.
Acting, Matthew. Acting.
You said 4, right?
Yeah, 4 to the one Baron was fighting.
Okay, very interesting. And now if they don't move within, how far away do they have to move from that wall to avoid the heat?
20 feet.
They have to be 20 feet
so
away.
So the first 10 feet is 2d4 damage. The second 10 feet is 1d4 damage.
All right, so one of those guards that came in.
Oh,
was
so that,
right
I'm sorry,
in.
The other frost giant back there takes 4 points of damage.
Oh, the one oh, nice. Way in the back.
Yeah,
ooh.
The one 20 feet away.
Wow, great.
Okay. All right. Ah, it's hot. Wow, that's he. I feel like he's pretty far away, and he still takes damage back there.
Yeah.
Wall of fire. Really good in a frost giant game.
Not too bad.
Okay. And you're doing any movement, or you already did some movement?
I sheathed my mace.
What you didn't do was any healing. Pembroke,
no,
you're
up. No,
didn't
do any healing.
So next to Baron, standing right next to Baron, appears an old and treasured friend. Alan the Ankylosaurus.
Oh,
I think that was the Ankylosaurus' name. And the Ankylosaurus charges immediately at the frost giant that was fighting Baron.
I'm assuming he's a large creature?
Yes.
All right, there he is.
Awesome!
Charges at the frost giant.
Yes.
All right, roll to hit.
All right. That is a 28 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Woo!
This is the summon sound.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Oh, beautiful, Grant.
Thank you.
Alan swings his mace-like tail into the frost giant's knees. 25 points of damage.
Ooh! There is hope yet in Hersir Town, because one frost giant is dead.
Yeah! Nice.
Now he down.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
How high does this wall of fire go?
It goes 20 feet in the air.
Okay.
I believe.
Pembroke is going to cast greater invisibility on himself.
Ooh.
Oh, dangerous.
Does that make all your mirror images go invisible?
They are also
as well?
Invisible, yeah.
Okay.
Also,
crazy.
Alan takes 4 points of fire damage. Max damage whenever I'm rolling against an Alan.
Great.
I rolled garbage against those giants.
Do you take fire damage, Joe?
I did, and I took 6. I took 2D, 2D4.
So it's worse on this side of the wall.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You could have moved.
I completely forgot. No, he doesn't take any damage. I forgot. There's only one side of the wall.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. I keep forgetting that.
So you don't take any either.
Yeah, I don't take any, and neither did your giant, but I told you that off mic. Yeah.
All right. Very good round by Pembroke. It's the Frost Giant's turn here. The two remaining. I'm not including the Herseer. So everyone is protected by that wall right now.
Yeah, they can't see anybody.
Pembroke, Baron.
Clutch spell.
Four Bears, Feyraza, and Alan. Now, one of these Frost Giants is in the Wall of Fire.
Right.
If he walks through, he takes some D6 worth
of
damage, I believe.
There's a table in front of him, too, which might be difficult terrain.
Well, he's not going to walk over the table. We would walk through the tables. But either way, this is bad business. Now, here's the thing. If I just continue walking straight up, am I taking damage every time I walk up?
Yeah, you're walking in the flames.
I know, but I'm like, if I take 5-foot step, I take damage. 10, 15, do I take damage if I keep walking up that wall? Or do I take damage once?
That's a good question. I think it's probably once.
Yeah, because the combat represents 6 seconds. But I don't know.
I think if it's within one move, you would just take the one instance of damage.
Right. Just any creature passing through it.
Oh, but yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
I could see a case being made for a large creature being dealt more damage just because it's more of its surface area is passing through fire.
Here's another question. Do they emanate? They don't. These guys are regular frost giants, right? They're not emanating cold damage. Because the wall actually goes down if it takes cold damage.
Okay. Not that you need to know about.
that was ominous.
Oh boy. Just the hearse here with his boulders.
Yeah. Oh, brutal.
By the way, this fire is violet.
Is it?
Oh, it is?
According to the text of the spell.
Oh, I never knew that. I never pictured it that
way. Oh, yeah.
An immobile blazing curtain of shimmering violet fire springs into existence.
Wow.
All right.
How did he move there through the difficult terrain of the dead body? I'm just asking because that's the rules.
just ignoring them?
I think a dead body you can just stand on once it's dead and unconscious.
Well, you still move through squares that it was in. So would you have... Well, I guess you could say because he's giant, he can step
right,
in
right,
easily.
Right. We've never played it that way before. If the body
except for
is
when
dead,
it's convenient for you.
Right, well, if it's convenient for me, that's fine. However, Alan... Well, let's see. Does Alan have reach?
Yes.
He does, yes.
All right, so Alan will get an attack of opportunity, and then this giant is going to try and murder Baron.
Okay. It'll also take fire damage.
Yes. Give me that fire damage.
Not on this side of the wall.
Nobody walked through.
Oh, you're
18
you
points of fire damage.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's wow. I'm thinking back to like DeBellos did the same thing, walked through the fire. So 18 points of fire. Okay.
All right, and that's a 26 to hit.
26 to hit. Will hit.
Okay.
Beautiful. Come on, Alan.
Come on, Alan.
Max damage.
Alan, I love you so much.
Max damage.
24 points of damage.
Whoa! Oh, man, that's a good attack of opportunity.
That's a costly move.
All right. He comes up here. He's got one attack against the gunslinger. That's the only person he can see here. Let me get my D20 out. Oh, I'm not going to put power attack on.
So what are we doing about light here? Are we saying the wall of violet fire...
makes it dim light?
Makes it dim light.
Does it give off light?
It doesn't
fire. A gigantic fire should give off quite a bit of light.
So I would say anything within 20 feet of this wall on either side is now dim light.
Okay, so it's 20% mischance.
All right, let me roll the hit, because Baron is very hard to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, if it was the Hearseer, that'd be a critical threat. Instead,
it's going to be a hit. Got to keep moving, Troy.
Keep it moving.
That's a long episode.
That would have been a time secret.
What is the total?
Let me roll the percentile just to make sure, because we're all being honest here. Got it with a 35. 30 for zone.
What's the total?
Here it comes, Grant. You ready?
No, not the damage. What's the total to hit?
Oh, I thought you said it's a hit. Keep it moving.
No, I said...
I thought you were telling me to keep it moving. 37?
Yeah, that's it.
Keep it moving. Come on.
Ooh, I see at least 1 6. 24 points of damage.
Baron dies.
Oh, my God. We'll see you next week.
Don't joke.
24 Grant. Points
yeah,
of damage.
No, really.
Boom.
Baron's
with
terrible
axe.
Secret. He only had 12 points.
I just loaded up my Pathfinder... Our profile, like, skidded.
Okay. Can you guys see through the wall?
No.
Okay. Then you have no idea what that other frost giant is doing.
The other what?
Excuse, other frost giant is doing, rather. He walks up to the doors, actually, to the south, and opens them.
That's bad news.
That yeah,
bad.
But we don't know that.
You don't know that.
We don't know that.
We might be able to
hear. You know, we're friends here.
We can hear the door.
I'll tell you. You're here.
We've got the horn. We've got the warning horn.
Yeah.
The only one.
Surely there couldn't be more than one.
Round 16, it's Baron.
Oh boy, Baron Zoni is in some big old trouble, my friends.
Baron is going to take a 5-foot step away.
Jump on Alan's back. Ride him to safety.
I would love to see that.
A dwarf inquisitor gunslinger mounted upon a dinosaur.
An ankylosaurus. That would be the
charging through camp.
We see that fan art.
Pembroke just shooting his gun in the air.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I'm Baron, bitch.
They were the Abram M1 Abrams tanks of the Cretaceous Age.
Yes, exactly.
Gunslinger inquisitors on the tops.
That's
on
right.
The backs of
if you look, if you consult any
reputable archaeologist,
any reputable paleologist,
paleontologist,
they'll tell you.
Pembroke has yet to take damage. Correct.
So you're gonna shoot him?
just to prove.
You just want to be a team player?
Just to prove a point.
Right. Exactly.
I have not
feel
taken
pain,
any damage.
Hit him in the kneecaps.
I have not taken any damage.
Ooh. Pop, 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 pop.
I'm trying to remember if any of these...
Did Baron just shoot Pembroke?
I'm just trying to remember if any of these giants detected as evil.
They seem like nice guys.
You would know.
They're all evil.
They're all evil.
Frost giants are evil, yeah. Bud.
Baron is going to cast Protection from Evil on Pembroke.
He's invisible.
I'm invisible.
Oh, that's and a great yeah. point.
Don't bother.
Shit.
Don't bother.
I wanted to get out of the attack range. Okay, so Baron's just going to take a 5-foot step back.
Why? I'm just curious. Why are you not attacking? Is it just because it doesn't do enough damage?
I wanted to do something cool, Joe, and I ran out of ideas. So
you know what would be cool is killing this
shoot
thing.
Shoot your gun.
You know what would be
really
cool
is doing damage as the only one who can.
I'm so scared.
5-foot step back, attack. Oh, that we're talking about a hit.
There we go.
God, if you get a natural
freaking 20.
That's already that done.
Okay, good. That is 16 points of regular damage and 5 points of fire damage, Troy.
Wow. Beauty. Okay. Is that your round?
That's it.
You can't shoot again?
I can't. It's a move action now.
Baron, your rounds have got some.
Loading a one-handed firearm is...
Then load it and shoot again.
No, it's a standard action.
He took a 5-foot step.
5-foot step is free.
Yeah.
Let me finish, Joe. Joe, just take a deep breath. Om Shanti, downward dog. Thank you, bud. So it's normally a standard action. With the alchemical cartridge, it goes down to a move action. I have rapid reload on my normal pistol, which is why it's a free action.
Yeah.
So I took my move action after the free action to take a 5-foot step to reload that pistol I fired last round.
Oh, that was a reload.
It was only 2 shots in the first round because it was loaded prior
already.
To the action starting. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, let me ask you this. Why don't you use your good gun?
You broke it, Troy.
Oh, that's right.
So you reloaded it now.
Exactly.
Yes.
And next round you can do 2 shots.
Yes. Assuming he's
got
not
it.
Dead. My plan was originally to take a 5-foot step, drop the pistol, pull out the crossbow, and do something else to get a like one shot of Giant's Bane from the crossbow.
But you'd have to load it, and it's a full action.
I know, but yeah. If he was a little further away, or if we had taken him out a little sooner, or if Four Bears hadn't run heedlessly into the boss at the beginning of the battle, maybe we would have been together and we could have done something.
But what if there was a dinosaur?
1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody
do
the dinosaur.
We got a dinosaur. All right.
Okay. It is the Herseer's turn. That wall of flame has done a couple of things. It's bought you time.
You afraid of fire, Scarecrow?
Nah, see? It's bought you time. It has put up, not an impenetrable wall, but a wall that does serious damage.
A daunting wall of fire.
I can see his underlings walking through to protect him. I can't see the Herseer doing that, at least right now. So the Herseer is going to hold for right now. It is Feyraza's turn.
Yeah, if he was wise, he would just be like, well, I'll just wait for my entire army that's right outside the door.
Yeah.
I mean, bring them all in.
He knows help is on the way.
Yeah.
Werewolves
of London.
Feyraza will use
there's the thunder.
Spontaneous casting to switch out a spell and begin casting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is that it? That's your round?
That's the whole round.
4 chains.
And for the record, she's sitting on a table, so she's not moving.
Sitting on a table, okay.
Standing on a table.
Someone has denoted you as sitting. Four Bears, what do you got, buddy?
Four Bears is going to move.
Dismiss the wall, standard action. You know what? I'll give it to you as a free action.
Four Bears is going to move around the table, heading back down towards Baron and Pembroke, and he is going to cast Cure Critical Wounds on himself.
Excellent.
Okay.
Try to start getting those hit points back.
Magician, heal thyself.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
Let Grant roll your healing.
I know,
that
right?
is a good idea.
Give me those dice, baby.
No, don't use your own dice.
Oh, you're right.
This is 4d8 plus 11.
Oh, Joe's one.
Oh, I got a 5.
Oh.
That's good.
And an 8.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
That's good. So a 13 and a 6. 19 and a 5. That's
wow.
Wow. 24, should, that's 35 points
that
of healing.
Is amazing. And I did, I should have told you earlier, Ellie was in here earlier keeping me company, and she wanted me to tell you she did touch all of your dice.
Oh,
while she was in here. So that
really?
Might, that could
that
be,
might
the
be it. That could be it.
Yeah.
Some good healing for four
oh, that
bears.
Was huge.
You'll need it.
Huge.
It is Pembroke's turn.
Pembroke casts Fly on himself.
Ooh. Invisible, five of him.
Fly.
And you fly.
Wait,
and
they all get to fly?
All of us are flying.
Pembroke the potent indeed.
We're like when you go down to like the boardwalk and there's like the Jackson 5 guy with the rods, but with the dolls right. like dancing. All right, so Pembroke flies 60 feet up and towards the wall of fire, trying to get over it.
Okay.
And I don't know, Pythagoras, Matthew, you're the master of Pythagorean theory.
You
tell me how far I get.
You're going 60 feet. That's how far you travel?
Yes. I can travel 60 feet. And I have to end the wall is 20 feet high.
You end directly in the flames.
Yes. That's my aim.
At maximum speed, you're in the flames.
I am.
So if you want to skirt like just over the wall, you can give yourself about 50 feet as the crow flies.
Okay. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot up at an angle and then like go like a little bit south, a couple 10 feet south. And go just to the other side of the wall, looking over it, looking at Hersier. And I'm going to use the metamagic rod.
Ooh, quicken spell?
Yes, quicken spell to cast.
Mess with this dude.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Ooh. Terrific.
So, by the way, you said there was a giant.
That's greater invisibility, so he'll remain invisible.
I will remain invisible.
There was a giant you said we couldn't see on the other side of the wall. Does Pembroke see it while he flew over?
Yeah, he's at the door, opening the door.
Yeah, no, that's it. He opened the door, yeah.
Boring.
That is a DC 19 reflex save.
DC 19 for the Hersier makes it.
Okay. It's 29 points of damage.
Ooh, that changes what the Hersier was going to do. Okay. Well, shit. So this fucking electric bolt comes out of the sky.
Right, out of nowhere.
Of this longhouse and hits the Hersier square in the chest. He was feeling confident. He was
Wrath
actually,
of God or something.
I'll let you know what was going through his head. I was actually just thinking, like, I'm going to run through that flame. I'm going to double move through that flame and make them work with my glaive. But now, 29 points of damage, he's got to rethink his options here. So I will remain held, and it is Frosty's turn. So let's start with the one that is near Alan and Baron. I'm going to start with a 5-foot step. I'm not interested in attacking your fucking dinosaur. I'm interested
Why would
in killing
your, giant
your dwarf.
Know the difference?
Well, the giant has heard of this wild gunslinger running throughout camp.
15, 20, 20, killing. 30. Baron is 30 feet away from that wall, so that should be a 50% miss chance. Just FYI.
Come on. Get that miss chance. Get that miss chance, bud.
Just letting you know, okay, Troy. Okay, 50% miss chance.
Okay, 10 feet away.
Stop. I hate that creep-ass voice.
Here we go. First attack is a straight-up miss.
There you go. Okay.
Second attack. Man, it is
We need a good old Troy fumble now. He's
I know,
due.
I know.
He's due.
For a Twanzoni. Natural 20.
Natural 20!
I need a
let's
fucking
get the, let's get that
bottle cap to get
buddy.
The concealment.
Let's get that concealment, buddy.
20% or 50%.
50%. Based on where we are.
Okay. I'm never going to confirm. Oh, 50 on the dot.
Oh, I was just going to say we have to decide
what that
is.
50 and a
what
0.
Does that mean?
51 to 100.
Oh, no, you're right.
It's you absolutely right.
You're right.
50. You have to beat
because 50. 0, 0, 0, 0 is 100.
It's 100.
0, so, 0 is 100.
1 through 50 is
1 through
is
50
miss.
Is 49.
1 through right. 50 is a miss.
I'm not even shitting you. Before your roll, I was sitting here and I was like, yeah, we should determine if 50 or 51
yeah,
is going to
yeah.
matter, which is why they
did
the flat check.
1 through 50 is a miss. 51 through 100 is hit. I rolled a 50! That's amazing.
Wow. A natural 20. Awesome.
Now, I just want you guys to know, if any of you children rolled that 20 and hit the mischance, you'd be bitching at me all day about not giving you some sort of critical effect
or
some sort of exploding dice.
By the way,
I just want you to know how a fair player plays.
No, that's not true.
I think you should learn from the way I'm taking this.
We would bitch about the situation.
No, you would bitch about everything.
I feel like a critical means that he should hit him perfectly, even in darkness.
We learn nothing.
That's true.
Can I just point
that
out?
I will agree with you on that.
The bottle cap.
Oh, okay.
Bottle cap.
Thank you. I'll take one.
The incredible lack of empathy this new father has for children is astonishing.
Baron is not a child. He's a grown man.
That's a great point.
So that is just, man, that's another 20 that I've just wasted. Last week was on Pembroke. This week on Baron.
Oh, man. What's your flash of insight now?
All right. Now, that other, I know. By the way, these guys were, their dad was a Cyclops. The other giant rushes outside. You don't hear any horns, but you don't know where he goes. So don't worry about it. I'm just moving him up the mountain.
His diarrhea.
He has to get to the bathroom. He had Indian the night before, and he needs to get to the bathroom.
I got a shit.
It is a new round. It is Baron's turn. Baron, you just saw Great Axe come within a pubic hair's length of your chin.
I mean, holy moly, Baron's got to take a free action as a 5-foot step backwards. He's got to reload his gun, and he's got to fire.
You already reloaded.
You did. You're loaded already.
Oh my god, I could reload twice.
Yes, and you could fire twice.
Let's see what happens.
Herbie fully loaded.
You gotta move.
Yeah, diagonally. Exactly, buddy. Exactly what I wanted to do. That's a hit at a 21 against touch AC.
Yeah.
We're talking about 14 points of regular damage and 3 points of fire damage.
He's all right for now.
Second attack is going to be up close and deadly.
Yes. No.
Final grit point.
Okay.
Get it back if he dies.
He's not going to die, man.
That is a mother effing hit.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
The regular damage is going to be 18 points of regular damage, 4 points of fire damage, and the precision damage is going to be
boxcars.
12 box points.
And he's dead.
Yeah. 12 points of precision damage!
I knew you should have taken that grit point.
The floor.
Got
the
grit point.
Grit
back. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
True grit.
I think that's the first 12 on precision damage I've done.
I've never seen that you do that before. Oh. That was
Skid
awesome.
Had eyes on it.
I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
Talk about it. Here comes the thunder.
I don't care
it's
for
right
that.
There.
I don't care for that one bit. The Herseer runs back through the curtain door. The curtain into that back room that Feyraza was so curious about.
Yep.
And it is now Feyraza's turn.
It is not. Because a motherfucking manticore appears. A manticore.
Why? Wow. What? How?
Summon nature's
ally.
Wow. Wow.
We've encountered them before.
We have.
Oh, my God.
This episode is incredible.
Where does it appear? Why does it appear?
It appears in the air just safely above the wall of fire.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Let me see if I have a manticore pawn.
Oh, I do.
Oh, wow. Great.
Free manticore. Is that large creature?
It's a large creature.
Right above the wall of fire where? Like here?
Yeah. It's going to move. But that's as far as I can see, basically.
Manticore.
You need line of sight to for where it appears.
All right, so the manticore appears above the wall of fire, takes, what, 4d6 worth of damage?
Doesn't the fire is emanating upwards.
Just trying to get anything I can get. Okay.
And the manticore is going to fly straight ahead over the towards the throne. And what does Gustav... the manticore see.
Gustav the manticore. Welcome to the combat, Gustav. He sees a throne.
He doesn't see the curtain closed behind him?
No, the curtain is like he ran through and the curtain, you know what I mean? It's like he didn't open the curtain, he just ran through the curtain and the curtain just stayed there.
Oh.
It's a
curtain that isn't affected by large creatures running through it?
They're large curtains.
Well, I mean, swooped open and swooped closed.
It's not like a shower curtain.
So someone was there paging the curtain for him?
Yes, there was someone like, right this way, here, see you.
Yeah. Oh, are you in a death combat?
Do you need a quick change for scene act two?
Yes, sir.
It's like that scene in Goodfellas where he's going through the kitchen.
Okay, so the manticore is going to give chase.
Give a little chase.
Faraz will shout encouragement because the Manticore understands common.
Do it!
Follow the Hersia, my friend.
What's his name again?
Gustav.
Gustav.
And
do it, Gustav!
The Manticore is going to have to fly and double move, and he is going to poke his head in through the curtain.
Pokes his head through the curtain.
Lion's head.
So he can double move and take a poke his head through the curtain action?
That's part of the double move. Yeah. The end of it is his head.
I mean, I also don't think we would see anything.
No, you can't sense anything through their...
You know what, though?
No, but they...
This is a gray area.
I'll show you what Gustav sees. He sees that.
Oh, great. Great.
I revealed 6 blank spaces. It is Forebear's turn.
Forebear's turn.
You're welcome.
Already?
You're welcome.
No, it's not. It's Faraz's turn.
Oh, no. Oh. You've done enough. You've done enough this round.
Haven't you done enough?
Faraz is going to unwild shape.
Okay.
And that will be her turn.
Okay. Glad I waited for that. Forebears.
Forebear sees Feyraza unwild shape. Now, he can't see Baron. He can't see Pembroke. He's got this ally right next to him that he could barely see in the darkness, but he feels her presence next to him. He's trying to figure out what they're going to do next. So, in the meantime, he is going to cast... False Life on himself.
That is a underrated spell that we've never used.
What's talking about force, you know, let's get a little nerdage in here. This is a classic.
Come on, Skid.
We need to learn about Skid.
It's a little nerdage. Yes, let's do that. Let me get it here.
Skid's got some explaining to do. It is time for
we go.
Tell me about False Life.
False Life is a necromantic spell. This is something that, like, Forebears dabbles in a little bit.
Ooh,
he's got a little bit of a dark side.
Sure.
You harness the power of unlife to grant yourself a limited ability to avoid death. While this spell is in effect, you gain temporary hit points equal to 1d10 plus 1 per caster level. So I get a D10 plus 11, it's 3 plus 11, so 14 temporary hit points.
Good.
And it lasts for 11 hours.
Nice.
So now he's got a little bit of a buff.
It's something that very often, like as someone who runs games, it's something that very often enemies will cast on themselves before battle. They hear something coming.
Yeah.
It's something they'll cast on themselves immediately.
Right. Like, I should have done it beforehand, but, I don't know how to play the game. So I casted it there because I really don't know how we're going to pursue this fight right now, and that's why he's kind of doing this now while he's waiting to talk
to
Faraz.
Do we know if there's a back door out of here? Did we do a full...
A back door? What do you mean?
Surely in one of Faraz's flybys.
Yeah.
You did not see a back door. You just saw these three doors
in the front. Right?
So it's just the machine with the Wizard of Oz standing back there.
As far as you know, yes.
Okay.
All right, so Forebears,
pay no attention.
He's going to take his cues from Feyraza.
All right. Taking your cues from Feyraza, it is Pembroke's turn. Pembroke just dealt a vicious lightning bolt, which changed the Herseer's tactics. I'll tell you right now, could have meant certain death for either Feyraza or Forebears or both. You are invisible. There are 5 of you, and you control a dinosaur.
Yes. These are all good things. So Pembroke is going to fly through the curtain to the east.
Ooh, love it.
The curtain is just like magically. It's like Harry Potter.
Yeah. Then that's 50 feet getting through the curtain.
You go in there. It's complete darkness. You can't see anything.
Okay. I'm going to go another 10 feet into the room, trusting that there's no wall in front of me. Mm-hmm. And then...
and bloody nose.
You see a manticore. Attack it.
Right. I'm going to get like Al Toon and we get another... my 10th concussion. And I'm going to cast, with my metamagic rod, I'm going to cast light in what I think is the middle of the room.
Ooh. Cast light in the middle of the room. What you think is the middle of the room.
Yeah, like 20 feet ahead of
just
me.
Just like when you lit up your clear crystal gem in that flashback. It's beautiful.
Exactly.
Not unlike that. Good callback, Grant.
Exactly.
And this is what you see.
Exactly.
Wow.
He's not in the room.
An enormous bearskin rug lies right before a sleeping pallet covered with furs. Massive beams stand in the northern corners, supporting the roof overhead. Obviously, these two curtain doorways lead back to the main room. The Herseer, as far as you can see, nowhere in sight.
Interesting. All right. So with my standard action,
mm-hmm.
I am going to cast See Invisibility.
Cast See Invisibility. And you don't see any invisible creatures besides yourself.
Okay. Shady ass business.
Tear up the rug.
Shady biz.
He's not in the bed. There's not.
Can
like,
I do a perception check?
There's a big lump on the bed.
Yeah.
Shaking. Yeah. It's slightly wet. And there's it's
a
cold.
There's a 10 foot high lump under the covers of the bed.
But other than that, you see nothing.
Can I do.
Beyond that, nothing.
Can I do a perception check?
Vanilla ice sheets. perception right. check.
That is a 25.
25. You don't see anything. Personal effects, maybe. But nothing out of the ordinary.
Secret passage.
Where the hell did he go?
Secret passage.
With a 25 passage
you
to
don't know.
What?
It's the back of the place.
Underground.
Under. Pull that.
Pull the rug.
Bear rug, yeah.
Oh.
Classic.
It is the other Frost Giant's turn, the one that's still alive.
The one that left?
The one that left.
The one that went to go pee.
Don't worry about what he's doing.
Peeing.
Baron, roll a perception check.
We're talking about a 29.
Behind you.
Oh, no.
You hear. That's all you hear.
What was that?
In the first room where you fought the Cyclops and the Frost Giant. Like someone trying to be quiet and failing.
Got it.
Now we're assuming the door behind us is open.
One of them is.
Yes.
Not both of
them.
Okay. Okay, is it my turn?
Show is.
Okay, Baron's going to double move. 5, 10, 15,
through
20,
the fire. Oh my God.
Oh, so brave.
You are so, so brave. 94 points of fire damage.
Okay, so Baron ends up here, and as he passes four Baron.
What is here? Come on.
Come on, Grant.
This is your first episode.
Baron is going to move 10 feet beyond where four Bears is currently standing,
there
and as he passes four Bears is going to say, "Be careful, there's more behind us. We have to escape or defeat them all now."
Ooh. I'll use you as a shield.
Oh, that was, yeah. Alan is going to hold his turn.
Oh, yeah, Alan.
He's going to prepare, if he sees a... an enemy is going to move on him and attack.
Move on him and attack. All right. Feyraza.
So Feyraza, in a series of gestures right in front of Forebear's eyes, is going to somehow communicate to him that the wall needs to come down.
The wall of fire.
And she will delay.
Damn it, I love that wall.
Goose out.
Tear goose, down.
Mr. Forebears, tear down this wall.
I never saw the correlation to Ronald Reagan until right now.
Mr. Bears.
This is our first,
Bears. Our first Ronald Reagan joke on the show.
The actor?
The actor?
Feyraza?
Oh, apart from those.
Yeah. Apart from those.
Goose
it's
out.
Our fourth Ronald Reagan joke.
Suppose goose the first out. Lady is Jane Wyman?
Who's the vice president? Jerry Lewis?
All right.
Gustav is going to act, however. Gustav is going to... Feyraza will also call to Gustav to come back and defend our rear. Gustav will fly back over the wall. And then...
Flying over near Alan?
Yeah. And we'll come up and guard the doorway.
Beautiful.
Okay. Standing near Alan. Just
actually, no. It'll take a single move and be like above the hover above the table.
Okay. Okay. So Alan and Gustav just hanging out watching their rear. Four Bears, what do you got?
Sitting
four
in a
Bears.
Tree.
Four Bears will dispel the wall.
Spoink. Get out of there,
ka-choing.
Wall.
Yeah,
spoink.
Dispel why didn't the you wall. Do that when I asked you to do it?
You're the boss of me.
and he will move up next to Baron because, you know, I'm just going to try to play this real, man.
Sure.
He can't see. He doesn't know where... this guy went. He doesn't know where Pembroke went.
Sure.
And as your class, you're unable to cast, like, light or maybe use the ever-burning torch we had earlier. Like, that's
I can
not available
cast light.
To you.
I can cast light, yeah. But I don't... It's a standard action to dispel the wall.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So that's like... Believe me, I want to do other things this round, but right. I got to do it. So he does that, and he moves up next to Baron. Now he's hugging the wall.
Now he's hugging Baron. Dear life.
With his butt against the wall that has the curtain. But it's a good, still a good 50 feet away from him.
Okay.
They're far away from this guy's bedroom.
Is that the rest of your turn?
That's my turn.
Pembroke, you are in that chamber. It is fully lit, and you are fully loaded.
You are fully lit.
I'm going to cast Summon Monster 5 again.
What in the hell?
You're not going to like this, LaValle.
I'm sorry.
Stop doing that.
He saved his spells, man. Let him cast his spells.
This is why I was saving them.
Damn it.
Farazza is going to act.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
No, I delayed.
All right.
Farazza will use the Wand of Cure Light Wounds on herself because she is desperately injured. Okay, and then she will walk, start running across the table and jump down and head towards the bedchamber as well.
Aha! All right.
Presumably, Gustav reported there was no one in the room.
Gustav reported there's no one in the room.
Speaks common.
Yeah, all right.
He does speak common.
All of a sudden, that frost giant comes into the room.
Boom.
And Alan gets to act.
Oh, because you readied an action. That was
beautiful.
He came all the way around through that room you fought the Cyclops and the first Frost Giant.
To flank us.
To flank you from behind. And now the wall's gone. And he's like, damn it.
To I flank just us waited. From behind. All right.
Okay.
So Alan will just move up and attack?
Yeah, Alan will move up. And power attack.
Okay.
Power attack. Come on, dude. Come on, Natty Twanzo.
Oh, that is a 26.
That'll be a hit.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right, and...
I mean, none of us have rolled any crits or fumbles this whole time.
No, it's crazy. Been weird. 30 points of damage.
Oh, my God!
Wow!
Squalaboom!
Now the Frost Giant has no recourse but to attack Alan. Might as well throw power attack on to try and take this stupid thing out. That is going to be a 31.
That is a hit.
To hit.
That is a hit.
Can I kill Alan in one swing?
No, you cannot.
Just to at least show the might of these things? No? Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm doing my best here. 37 points.
That's a lot of damage.
It's a lot of damage.
Wow.
Against the dinosaur.
Wow.
I had to move more than 5 feet to get there, so I only get one attack. I'm keeping myself honest.
Awesome.
New round.
You're so good.
You know, I can't help but play by the rules.
You're lawful good.
As long as it... Yeah, that's what I am.
That's what you're famous for.
Oh, LaValle, lawful good.
Well known as lawful good.
Baron...
He has to make a... You know what? I totally forgot. He has to make a DC 22 fortitude save.
Sure.
Wow.
He probably will, but...
He does, okay. Yes.
I keep forgetting this.
If anything, you don't have to worry too much about it. Their fortitude is almost a gimme.
Ludicrously.
But a good thing to remember. Baron... What do you do? I'm assuming run directly into the roster.
Baron begins to run towards the final area, which seems to be where the bearskin, the curtains, and the rest of the people are. And he aims his eyes towards...
So poetic.
He aims his eyes towards four
bears. You're a wordsmith, Grant.
As he is running off and says, may the strength of the dwarves carry the people of the Shawanti. And as he's running away 20 feet, cast light on four bear shields.
Ooh, nice!
So he moves 20 feet forward.
And now the frost giant knows where he is and charges.
Yep.
Oh, hey, there he is. Oh, there he is. Son of a bitch.
Easy target now.
It'll help four bears see, so...
No. It's great. It's great.
Thanks, Matthew.
Fuck this frost giant.
For a moment. Fuck Matthew.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. That escalated quickly.
It is four bears' turn.
Four bears, reinvigorated by this light, is going to move up 30 feet.
Ooh.
And he's going to say, Adili no Oya. And you see him increase in size.
Oh, yes. Inichak.
As he does the Shoanti translated version of Inichak.
Oh,
and casts Righteous Might on himself.
Holy shit. How tall do you think he gets?
It's
37 feet
so
tall.
Yeah, so he's 13 feet 2 inches tall.
Yeah. Wow. And how much does he weigh?
9,000 pounds.
Yeah. 9,000 pounds. He weighs 1,000 pounds. He weighs over 1,000. He weighs about 1,200 pounds. So he becomes a giant.
Okay.
He becomes a giant, essentially.
Four bears becomes a giant.
Yeah, now how does DR work? Because I already have DR. So does this the highest DR, like, undo it? Because now I have DR5 evil.
I think it's...
Do they stack, or is it just...
I don't think they stack. I think it's just, like, the...
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's, like, I don't know if it's just stupid. It probably is, but it gives them hit points. Righteous Mike gives him hit points, which is what I'm going for right now.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So. Very cool move. Very good, flavorful move. And gives you the boost that you need. Pembroke, you began summoning Monster 5 again.
Yes. Is my turn?
Yes.
So, Pembroke, before Pembroke appears, Bartholomew, the bearded devil.
Oh. Bartholomew, the bearded devil?
Right at the edge of the polar bear rug.
Is it really a bearded devil?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're starting to get the dark side of Pembroke. There's a little bit of a dark side to Pembroke.
Yeah. So, yeah, this devil's just boom. This smell of brimstone, like, fills the room.
He did spend a lot of time with Razzmatazz.
And that's true. And this...
Spoke his
this,
language.
This devilish creature with this spiky, filthy, bristly beard and a giant glaive, like, appears, like, right at the edge of the polar bear rug. And it grabs the edge of the rug and throws it aside.
Throws the rug aside. Dust, straw.
No.
Nothing. No, no trap doors or anything. But what a cool fucking image.
Yeah, very cool image.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What are these? Are these chests in the bed? Are those chests that are in the corners?
Those are end tables from Crate and Barrel.
So for people...
Giant Crate and Barrel.
For people listening, we have a room that has a polar bear skin rug, two chests on either side, and a bed in the middle.
Talk about a king size. It's 20 feet wide. Ooh.
So Pembroke is going to
20 feet long.
Fly over to and land next to the bed and duck under and look under the bed.
Okay, you look under the bed. You don't see anything. It's not anybody hiding under there or nothing. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
You're missing something. You know,
definitely missing
Pembroke
something.
Is smart enough to know that he's missing something.
Is there a way to do a check in the room with a knowledge arcana to see if he teleported out?
No.
Residue?
A little residue of teleportation magic.
I do, with my standard action, I detect magic, like, over the room.
Yeah, detect magic over the room. You don't detect any magic in the room. However, from where you're standing, you do detect magic back in the main chamber, in the direction of, like, the dais.
Huh.
Huh.
Hmm. And it is... Feyraz's turn.
Oh, I think I know what's going on.
What's going on?
I think I know.
Would you like to share with
Don't
the
get too excited, Joe.
I think I got it.
Don't get too excited.
I think I got it. Should I say it?
Yes.
It's a spell, and I can't remember its name, but you go invisible, and a copy of you moves.
Oh.
And it's a high-level spell. It's like a fifth-level spell.
I got to get back out of this room, because Pembroke would know that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called
Pembroke is smarter than anyone who's ever lived on Earth.
I think it's a sixth level spell. It's a great spell.
It's
like displacement or something.
Yeah,
it's called
displace. Yeah, I think I know. I know what you mean.
I wonder if that's it.
Oh my God.
Oh, that would be bad news. That's true. all right. So Gustav will act first.
Gustav, okay.
And Gustav is going to shoot spikes from his tail at the frost giant.
Yeah,
it's fun to play a magical, isn't it?
Alan, he never went.
Oh, that's right, Alan.
No, he moved in initiative. He moved in initiative.
Oh, but that was last...
Because he readied an action.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that was this
round.
All
right, cool.
Okay, so four attacks. I rolled from them separately. First attack, 11 to hit. I'm assuming that's a miss.
11 is a miss.
Second attack, 19 to hit.
That is a miss.
Damn it.
That's not going to be good.
Come on, Mario. Let's see your tail spikes.
23 to hit.
That'll do.
There you go.
There you go, tail spike.
So the first... it's a D8. So the first spike is going to be 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Natural 20.
And the last spike.
You need it. You need it, bro.
Not a natural 20, but a hit again.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So that's going to be another 8 points of damage.
All right. Nice. Okay.
A solid 16.
Respectable.
A respectable 16.
Respectable.
Faraza, for her part, is going to wild shape back into an owl and take off up into the air.
Okay, all right. And you assholes are just out of my reach. If I moved 40 feet, I still can't attack. Who's that one jerk-off left? Baron. Damn it! All right, well, I'm going to just keep attacking Alan because he's there.
He loves it. He loves it!
Two attacks on Alan. Leave power attack on 29 to hit.
It's a hit.
I'll roll damage, even though I don't think Alan is anywhere as near dead.
Oh, he's got to be near dead. You put a huge hit on him.
33 points of damage.
Ooh, that did a good amount of damage on him.
All right, second 33 attack. Points. Oh, natty 19.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
Alan's horny shell is crushed.
Well, I just want to say
36 points of damage.
Just want to take a moment to thank Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Alan has come time and again.
He's been clutch.
Huge.
Great.
Huge. Unsung hero.
Literally huge.
Or sung hero. All right, so I'll do those two attacks. That second one would have been 36 points of damage. And then he takes a 5-foot step up to start coming at you jerks. It's a new round. It's Baron's turn.
Baron doesn't know all the things that Pembroke has learned. So he is going to double move into the room.
Okay.
To right about there. What does he see?
There, huh?
I just moved it on the Man. Map into the room.
You see a horrible bearded devil.
No, you moved into that bedroom there. Yeah, you see a horrible bearded devil and Pembroke looking under the bed.
Don't kill him!
With Baron's reduced movement speed, that's all he can do.
All right, so Baron moves in there, checks out the situation. Four bears.
Four bears also going to, he's going to follow Baron, you know, because he doesn't know either that this, that he cast Displace or whatever that spell is. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he did. He doesn't quite know yet, but he's going to come into this room.
He looks huge.
Yeah.
He's huge now.
So start tracking it, by the way, because this combat's getting out of hand, and this is one round per level, so it's 11 rounds for
me. Okay.
He's going to come into this room, and, he is going to cast. He's going to cast a spell. He's going to pray to his ancestors and connect to their divine power. And he's going to imbue himself with their strength and skill.
Mm.
He gets a +1 luck bonus on attack rolls, weapon damage rolls, and strength checks and strength-based skill checks for every 3 caster levels. So that's 3, +3 to hit, +3 to damage, et cetera,
okay.
But you also gain 1 temporary hit point per caster level. So another 11 temporary hit points with this spell, Divine Power.
Boost. Nice. Boost City. Okay.
Boost, so he just keeps pumping up.
So he rushes into the Gregonor's room back here, basically his little bedroom, and just boost City.
Yeah, he just keeps boosting every round.
Pembroke, you are up. Alan is gone, but you do have the Bearded Devil. Do we name the Bearded Devil?
Bartholomew. Bearded Devil.
Okay.
Pembroke has a flash of insight. He sensed the magic back outside in the throne room, and he flies again, 60 feet out. Well, let's see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, so 40 feet. He gets 40 feet out and, like, casts his gaze over the area of the throne with his see invisibility. Does he see anything?
He does not.
Well,
what direction was the magic coming from?
Yeah.
It was coming from somewhere on the dais.
All right, he's going to concentrate on that area, try to identify the magic.
Something from the throne itself seems to be emanating magic. Your invisibility, you're not seeing anything, but you do detect some sort of magic coming from the actual throne.
All right, there's
something arcane energy coming from the throne itself. Bartholomew, come!
And Bartholomew comes out and, like, goes right up to the throne. And, like, jumps up on it.
Jumps up on the throne. He's like, the giant tusks are surrounding him. Yeah. He jumps up on the throne, and I'm assuming he can't really do a whole lot, right? Yeah. Like, pick up a book and read it.
Yeah. Yeah. Studies up on whatever it is where it is happening.
Bearded Devil Monthly. Feyraza.
More detect.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's a lot. Would a detect magic tell me anything more than the Pembroke?
No.
That's what I did.
Okay. Feyraza is going to cast Cure Light Wounds on herself.
Okay.
And then she'll keep flying.
She'll keep flying. It is the Frost Giant's turn.
No, it's not. It's Gustav's turn.
All right, Gustav.
First, Feyraza heals herself. That would be 12 points. And then Gustav, let's see. Gustav is going to do a flyby attack.
Oh.
No, you know what? We'll stay with the spider.
No, do the flyby for both.
Gustav will stay with the spikes.
Okay.
Four spikes.
They were so successful last time.
They were. He did 16 points of damage.
Fumble.
Oh, no.
Named character.
Multiple attacks. Do I roll to confirm?
Sure.
Does not confirm.
All right. Okay. Keep going.
All right. Second spike. That's a 20 to hit.
That is a miss.
Third spike. 21 to hit.
That is a hit. Now you know everything.
That's what we were going for.
That's what I was going for. That is 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And fourth spike. Another natural one.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, you're really...
And confirm.
Confirmed fumble.
Oh, my God.
All right. Gustav.
We hardly knew you.
Gustav. Gustav, you fool. While Joe looks up this innocuous fumble, my stupid frost giant has to come up and try and kill your dumb manticore. So he will walk up and
provoke,
do one
right?
single attack.
Oh, we both have reach.
Yeah, we both have reach. 23 to hit?
That is a hit.
23 to hit does 33 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Oof.
Oh, dear.
The Manticore, by the way, does not have reach, interestingly enough.
Oh, Gustav.
Oh, Gustav.
He's still
alive. He likes it up close and personal.
Is the fumble worth talking about?
Not if you're going to kill him on this next attack.
I only get one attack. I had to move up to Gustav.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. So thank you so much to Jeremy from Wisconsin.
There
Jeremy
you go.
Wisconsin. Comes in with this fumble.
Yeah.
One down, one to go.
How much damage?
If you're a manticore, you only get one attack.
In your haste to attack, you fail to notice the projectile you're using is broken. I guess the spike is broken. Upon attacking, the projectile shatters and a piece of it hits you in the eye.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Half damage to yourself, and you've damaged your eye. You take a -4 to perception-based checks and attack rolls until you're magically healed or an ally has a DC 15 heal check to get the shard out of your eye.
Wow.
Really good fumble.
That's a fumble.
3 points of damage from that.
3 points of damage, and you have -4 to attack until you have a DC 15 heal check.
What did you say the damage was originally?
33. That'd be funny if that spike killed you.
Oh,
you had like 35 hit points. Alright, so -4 to attack and a little damage to yourself. It is a new round. It is Baron's turn.
Baron is
We're going long!
We are already long, bro.
Okay. Baron is going to spend a move action to reload his pistol.
Okay.
He's going to spend a standard action to holster his pistol.
Okay.
Pistol.
And he's going to spend a free action to draw out his Giant's Bane crossbow.
Okay.
That's his turn.
Woo!
Wow.
We just won an any.
I'm telling you.
Four bears, you're up.
You have brought this on yourself.
I did.
With your strategic play.
With
your quote-unquote... A game.
With bringing my A game. How dare I?
How dare you bring your A game?
How dare I present you with a challenge?
All right. Four Bears will take a shot in the dark here, and he will cast Detect Evil.
Ah,
60-foot cone in every direction around.
Every direction.
Including below the floor, above the ceiling. Woo, 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 woo. Looping around to
60-foot cone.
If there's any evil around.
The only evil you detect is the one fighting the manticore.
Oh, man.
And the bearded devil.
This guy's just gone. All right, let's go. Teleport out of here. We'll do this combat another day.
Yep, let's go.
I'm sure the Hersier will be right back here standing on the altar.
Do you want to move at all?
He could move, yeah.
We could spellcraft the altar, figure out what happened.
It takes three turns.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
We'll be fine.
He's got the shield of light now, so he can see his way around. I'm going to do a quick perception, just in case, before I leave the room. I'm going to look over the room one more time with a perception check. Maybe I'll get a natural Twanzoni. Maybe there's a DC 30 in there. Ooh, that's a 33.
33.
You can just say nothing. It's okay.
In the back of the room, you noticed a partition in the wall looks slightly ajar.
What?
A secret door that has been left open, leading to presumably the outside.
Oh my god.
No.
He points to the door, to Baron. He's pointing. Aggressively.
The bearded devil speaks fluent Shawanti. Well. Yeah. All right, it is Pembroke.
Hold on, I haven't moved.
Oh, sorry.
So I see the door. I move to the door. Okay. Is it straight across from Four Bears? Is it on the other
right
side of the room?
Right there, yeah.
Okay,
beautiful.
Straight across.
There. Great for radio.
Right there, yeah. All right, you win.
Straight across.
Between the bed and the end table on the eastern portion
and
of the
Four Bears can't
wall.
Even reach it in one move. That's how big this one bedroom is.
Yeah, it's a pretty big-ass bedroom.
Yeah.
It's got to fit a big guy. A bedroom fit for a Hersier. Pembroke and Bartholomew, you're up.
Okay, so Pembroke was 20 feet away when Four Bears said that, so presumably he heard.
Oh, yeah, and it's a thundering, rumbling
giant. So it's like Pembroke is like, oh, shit! And like Pembroke is like, one, two, three.
I'm so pumped!
All right, so Pembroke comes almost to the edge of the wall. The bearded devil double moves, and he gets right behind Pembroke.
Okay.
All right. My God. Pembroke's
all
right at the
making
partish.
Their way towards that partish. Feyraza and Gustav.
And Gustav. Let's go Gustav first.
Okay.
So Gustav's going to take a -4 on these attacks, but you're going to get a bite, claw, claw.
Let me ask you, is he going to take a 5-foot step, or is he going to provoke?
He doesn't have to. He has. Oh, you are actually 10 feet away.
I do. Yeah.
You put yourself on the map incorrectly, is what you're telling me.
It's
you're
awkward.
Adjacent right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 10 feet away.
Technically,
well, it doesn't matter. Right? I just take a 5-foot step.
Gustav was up in the air.
Oh,
so maybe those attacks shouldn't have even hit.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
that's why I moved myself there.
All right. So fine. Then we're within reach. So Gustav will do bite, claw, claw.
Okay.
Bite, claw, claw.
At a -4 for everything.
Right, because he's got a needle in his eye.
Oh, yeah.
His own needle.
Fucking eye.
Natural one.
Bite hits.
Oh, all nice.
Right. Oh.
That's going to be a 21.
21 points of damage?
No, 21 to hit.
Yeah, with a -4?
With a -4.
Wow.
Minimum damage, 6 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
First claw.
I'm going to kill this manticore.
Yeah.
First claw is a miss. Second claw is going to be a 20, so a miss.
All right. The bite hit, though.
Yeah, the bite.
I assume it has poison. Roll a fortitude save.
Roll a fortitude save against Phil Fever.
Classic manticore poison.
35.
Faye Raza, you are now up yourself.
Come on, Faye. Come on, you heard Four Bears rumbling.
Yeah, she's gonna arc down and head through the double move.
Oh, and Pembroke repeated what.
Sure.
And
I just love this image of like Faye Raza like swoops down, the curtain flies aside. As she comes flying in.
All right, she can double move and get through the door.
Through the partition. Dude, you don't have the hit points to go in first, Ione.
I don't have any way to heal myself either.
All right.
Well, no, you do if you just... All right, you going out through there? What do you want to do?
I will not move. I won't double move. If Joe is right, it would be suicide.
It would be suicide. Stay next to Four Bears.
All right, so she'll fly. She'll go 60. She'll fly in into the room and kind of wait. You know, single move in, and you know what? She'll cast Righteous Might on herself.
Oh, there we go.
So she flies through the curtain, swoops around to join the rest of the party, and casts Righteous Might on herself.
As an owl.
The Frost Giant will attempt to kill Gustav, and then he's someone you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah. This is a problem we can no longer ignore.
That is going to be a 31 to hit.
Yep.
Let's see if the first one killed Gustav.
By the way, are you rolling concealment in this darkness?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think...
I'm right next to you. So it's 20%?
Darkness.
No, it's 50.
When I'm right
next
to you...
But then Gustav should have been as well. I should have been rolling it as well.
Yes, and you have to keep me honest.
Yeah, no, 100%. I totally forgot to.
I hit once. Well, I got the concealment. And I hit once the last round.
Hits with the concealment, 31 points of damage.
It's not 20%, it's 50%.
Yep.
Okay. If you roll a concealment, if you make the concealment, he's dead.
79%.
He's dead.
Made it.
Gustav dies.
Killed Gustav.
Oh, Gustav!
Only did one attack. So then, fine, ten.
Love that Gustav.
Love that Gustav.
Starts making his way to the bedroom.
Around the tables.
Around the tables. Moved around the tables, moved 40 feet on.
So he's still about 20 feet from the curtain.
And he's bringing
Baron
sexy
is only
back.
10 feet beyond that curtain, so he is getting close.
He is getting very close, and he's been chipped away at. Yeah. Alan did his part. Gustav definitely chipped away as well, but like he only got a little bit of heat damage from that wall. He's in okay shape.
He needs a little taste of a firearm.
It is a new round, and it is Baron's turn.
Baron does one thing and does one thing well, and that's run away from danger with a 40-foot double move.
He leaves the lodge.
I have a question for you, Baron.
Yes.
And I want you to answer this to me honestly, and it might be a question we have to ask the group. When Della exploded, because she explodes, right? The pieces of her are all over the floor of this room. Am I correct? Or did you magically pick up all those pieces and put them into your backpack?
It didn't explode.
No, it doesn't explode.
Still?
It's destroyed.
I agree.
It's useless.
I agree.
So the holster of the weapon is what you're saying.
I agree, but I don't think it's in a million pieces. I think you have a good argument, though, that it's just on the ground. I had the same thought.
Because
that's why I was like, well, we can't just flee because the gun's on the ground.
I'm just wondering, though, Troy, why you didn't bring it up after that turn.
Well, this is why I'm asking you. When a gun...
Because you're full of shit.
...takes 33 points of damage, you think it's just... has a little dent on it, doesn't work, or it breaks into pieces.
No, it's destroyed. It's destroyed, but it's not necessarily scattered to the four winds.
Yeah, it's not scattered to the floor because that's not in the rules as written.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, you know what it should be? It should be a D100.
Ooh, I
think that's it.
You know what? You know what, Troy? Troy?
What'd you say? Maybe a 50% chance?
No, Troy. Troy.
Like a dark vision?
Hey, Troy. 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 Just because you think that all humanity is evil doesn't mean that all of us are. Look me in the eyes right now. Look me in the eyes right now. No. Don't roll.
No, I'm going to roll.
You know what I'm going to go with?
What?
I'm going to go with rule of fun. This is rule of fun, Troy. Roll that die, baby!
You know what? Just for fun, 50 and up. It's still on the floor. 74.
Oh, no.
There's a very important chunk of that gun left on that floor.
The gun itself.
The gun itself.
The gun is left on the floor.
I agree with Skid in that. I agree with your decision. I also agree with Skid in that, like, it doesn't have to vaporize.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be there in a mangled lump.
Leave
but
the gun.
It's there.
Take the cannoli.
I think we're
cut on. Matthew's mic. Cut Matthew's mic.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Power's back to Matthew City.
I mean, you just...
We got Matthew live on location.
That
Matthew
was very...
This is Matthew Capitacasa reporting from...
To be fair, you took special care to point out that it would hurt Baron's hand when the hit happened. So you never said he dropped it.
It's true.
So
I never said he didn't. And that's where it gets... that's where it gets what I like to say, complicated.
But he would have had to take an action to sheathe it anyway.
Yes. This is really where we learn.
I think that's on the player. And I do think that it's fun to be like, now our next mission is...
Get the gun back.
Get the gun back, wherever
retrieve
it is.
Retrieve the gun before they learn the magic
the
of
technology,
guns.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my God, could you imagine... Volstis's army just all wielding firearms?
Cannons.
Baron, it is now your turn. I just want to clear that up before we get to your turn.
Don't want to get in your head or anything, but what are you going to do this
round? Because, Bran, I consider you a friend. I want to make sure we've covered all our
bases.
No,
I'm just glad that the way that you found to be clever enough to defeat Baron was by cheating. So continue. Baron moves 40 feet forwards towards the crack in the wall that was seen... by four bears earlier and gets right up to it and can see outside probably, even in the darkness.
And he moves a little faster because he doesn't have as much weight on him from that missing gun piece.
I thought you were going to say Baron moves 40 feet towards the broken gun in the other room
to go one-on-one with the Frosty. So you move up to the crack. Do you go outside or you just move up to the crack?
That is the extent of my movement,
that is
you
the
moron.
Extent of your movement. He's so mad.
He's
he gets so
angry.
Mad.
I hate you. You know you have angry skits sometimes?
I know.
This is angry Grant.
I
well,
hate you.
Grant faces adversity one out of 47 episodes. And that's when he gets really upset.
You know what?
And it's fair. All right, so you get up to the crack. I can't do anything for you at the crack. You need to go outside. Four bears.
Can I not look out the crack?
You can look out the crack.
What do I see with dark vision?
Roll a perception check.
Stop saying crack.
Crack.
Good crack.
We're talking about a Joe O'Brien special, a natural 2 for a 20.
Natural 2 for a 20.
With dark vision.
Joe O'Brien special.
Yeah. You see snow. The band, oh, Snow.
You mean Witchy Boom Boom Informa.
I like it to boom down, Informa. What are they doing here? They're performing live at Skiergo Saturday night.
It's outside popping and locking.
That guy's from Toronto.
Yeah, they're trying to raise morale now that the brewery's closed.
There are two bards. You encountered two bards in the snow.
Informa. All right. Four bears. You're up.
Yeah, four bears looking at how brutally hurt Feyraza is going to do what he can. He turns to Feyraza, lays a hand, and he's going to do a shaman hex called heal.
Oh, what does that do?
It's a healing hex. He does 2d8 plus 10 healing.
Oh, there you go.
All right, thank you very
But
much.
You have to touch, so you had to be close in. So come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, seven and a...
Two.
Damn it, I thought it was another seven. So that is 19 points of healing.
Not nothing.
Not nothing, and then he's going to try to shoulder his way through this partition, if he can.
Shoulder his way through the partition?
You
want
to
make
do a strength check?
No.
Take a strength check!
It was left cracked.
Okay.
Someone needed to get out in a hurry.
Yeah, so he busts through, and it just goes to outside?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Do a survival check, yo.
That bedroom has
You know what he
entrance.
Is? He is running... For his lady. He's running for his lady.
He is. He might be.
He's like, I'm so scared. They almost killed me.
Actually, that's not true at all. In one round, he almost killed me. And I ran away.
Roll a survival check.
Roll survival. Let's see if we can see some tracks. Four bear survival. Not bad. Not bad. This guy lives in the wild. I should say, this never came up before. Four Bears has been for many years making his living as a trapper.
So great.
He traps animals, he hunts animals, and you know he's got a decent survival.
That's super
giant animal.
Come on. 19 survival.
19 survival. You see fresh tracks.
Ooh, every direction.
Leading in the direction of...
The brewery.
No, of like... Where Skirkatla gave her speech.
Yeah.
I know.
Right,
yeah.
Now, I'm assuming they told you this. So obviously you don't know who Skirkatla is. You don't know where she gave her speech.
No.
They told me everything.
Everything.
Roll a perception
We played
check.
The episodes for him.
They're like, have you listened to the Glass Cannon podcast? Come on. God damn it! Natty 2, that's an 18 perception.
Joe O'Brien, natural.
Natural 2.
Natural.
You come into this longhouse... Try to impersonate giants. Two of you attempt to make that check, and they're too smart. You're dealing with the quote-unquote best of the best.
Elite.
The elite. But you make
Special
short
forces.
Work of the Cyclop cooks and their one frost giant master. You then come in here, and you fight one frost giant, one herseer, two other frost giants enter the fray. Now there's only one frost giant left. He has now killed two animal companions and is making his way to this bedroom with all four of you and Bartholomew the Bearded Devil. You realize that this guy left his secret door unlocked so he could make a quick escape if he had to, and he is running in the direction of where Skirkatla gave her speech. Even with a DC 18 perception, you hear not this war horn that, that you've been hearing that like alerts the camp. But you do hear a single signal horn going off from that direction.
No.
As if the Herseer is running to safety and letting people know the longhouse is under attack.
Oh, God.
Your gun is still in that room, and we'll see you next week.
We can never fit out, Troy.
But I'm so buffed. Write them down, you'll forget.
How will we shoot him without a gun?
Oh, my God.
He's How can we shoot him with bullets without a gun? We'll be right back.
The Glass Cannon Podcast is a Glass Cannon Network production and is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Giant Slayer is copyright 2015. Giant Slayer and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.